Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading Psalm 23 together. We're going to be reading it two times, first in the New American Standard Bible and then in the New Living Translation. So join with me as we read together Psalm 23. And this is a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not be in need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of the righteous for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Certainly goodness and faithfulness will follow me all the days of my life, and my dwelling will be in the house of the Lord forever. And we read the same psalm again, Psalm 23, but this time from the New Living Translation. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honour to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honour me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. So this is Psalm 23, and it might be a psalm that you recognise. It's one of the more famous psalms. There's a number of songs written using the text from this psalm. It's interesting as it's a psalm of David, and the first line is, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, you may or you may not know, but David, yes, he was a king, but before that, when we first meet David in the Bible, he himself is a shepherd. He's in charge of looking after the sheep. And so he knows what kind of thing a good shepherd would do to look after their sheep. He says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies." Well, we know that David, when he was a shepherd, used his sling and he would protect his sheep from all sorts of dangerous animals. And so in this psalm, you can see David's reasoning that, well, if I protected my sheep, that are only sheep, from these dangerous animals, how much more will God protect me, even when I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, even in the darkest valley, I know that I don't need to be afraid, for my shepherd is with me. We've got all of this poetic imagery about how the Lord, as our shepherd, is the one who guides us to green meadows, to peaceful streams, to places of calm and places of security, places where there are quiet waters. And in this place of safety, we see that the Lord restores our soul. The Lord gives strength. And sometimes when we're overwhelmed, we need to remember this psalm. We need to remember that God sometimes wants to lead us to a place of rest, that God wants to lead us beside peaceful streams. And it's in that place of rest, in that place of knowing his provision, that our strength is renewed, that our soul is restored. We can get so busy in our lives that we forget to rest with God, to meet with him in nature, to trust that he is the one that is our shepherd and that he is the one who is going to look after us. And we might think that resting is a luxury, but actually you'll notice in verse 5 that the enemies are all around. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. Even in busy times, even when we feel surrounded, God can still guard us and protect us and give us that place of safety. We can trust that God's goodness and unfailing love will pursue us all the days of our lives. And there's another dimension to this still. We know that Jesus says that he is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, just as Jesus laid down his life for us. Jesus is our shepherd. He guards us, he guides us, he even laid his own life down for us so that we could live, so that we could have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, and that we can boldly, without fear and without worry, enter into the house of the Lord, the presence of God, forever, just as this psalm ends. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. There are other times when Jesus talks about sheep. You might remember the lost sheep when Jesus is telling the parables of the lost things. There's the lost son, the lost coin, and the lost sheep. And the shepherd goes and looks for that sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he is calling us to follow him, to rest, to know him, to trust him, even when we feel that we are surrounded by our enemies and by busyness and by all the demands of life. God looks after us. In fact, when surrounded, we get this phrase, "You anoint my head with oil." Now, I've been taught before that shepherds would put oil on the sheep's face and it would keep flies and all sorts of nasty things away from the sheep. The anointing protects them and guards them, just as God's anointing on us protects us and guards us. So I encourage you today, or at least this week, take some time to rest with the Lord, to be in his presence, to be bold enough to put things aside and trust that the Lord will look after you even in the presence of your enemies, that he will anoint you and protect you, and that you will be able to be in his presence evermore. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.